This week's parasha is Parashas Balak, where we have that Balak was scared of the Yidden coming to attack them. So Balak hired Bilam to curse the Yidden, and what happened was Hashem switched all the colors to a bracha, and it didn't work out. Anything Bilam wanted to say turned into a bracha, and with that, a bunch of brachas in Parashas Balak. And at the end of the parasha, where Bilam saw that he did not have any choice, he couldn't curse the Yidden. Hashem was changing everything into a bracha. So he decided, he told Balak, I have an idea. I will make them do Averis. And it was Pirates Gidroi Shalolam, is like the Lashon HaRashi. He broke down all the fences, and he allowed a terrible Znus to happen by the Yidden. And the Shaila is, that how could it be such a stira in this person Bilam? On one hand, the Pasuk says about Bilam, Yodeya Das Elyon. He knew the Das Elyon. He reached the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu Nevuah. And even more, the Medrash of Midrash Rabbah says, Lekom Navi Oid Bi Yisrael K'Moshe. The Pasuk says there was no Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ava Be'umas Olam Kam, Umanu Bilam. That there was someone as big as Moshe, even bigger than Moshe, and that was Bilam. So how could it be that we have this person, Bilam, who is a Meiridig Navi, he's a bigger Navi than Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Yedeya Das Elyon, and on the other hand, he caused a terrible Znus, and he was pirates as Kol HaGedorim, and he was Mufgar Mamish. He himself, it says, did Avera with his own donkey. So how could it be such a stira in this person? Is he a tzaddik or is he a rasha? How could it have such a mix? How is it possible someone to reach the madrega of nevuah and somehow be such a big rasha? So Chaim Shulevitz in the Shmuz, he brings down the famous memra that we find, Ra shivcha al hayam asher lo ra'ach Yecheskel v'chol shaar neviim. A shivcha al hayam saw the shechina even more than Yecheskel ben Buzi saw, the Navi Yecheskel saw. But we still find she's still called a Shifcha. That means even though she reached such a Madrega to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a clear way, still she stayed a Shifcha. Mashenkin Yecheskel, Yecheskel was the Gedolei Adar and from our Nevi'im. So what's the difference? If the Shifcha was saw more in Yecheskel, why is Yecheskel the God of Adar, not the Shifcha? So he says the reason is because the way to reach a Madrega is through Yegiah and Amal, something you work on, and something you work over year until you reach that Madrega. That type of Madrega sticks. But something you just get from a present from Hashem, so that if you don't take it to heart, that you don't work and to try to hold on to it, it won't stay. And therefore, the Shifcha, even though they saw so much by Kriyas Yamsuf, it didn't stay, they blabbed the Shifcha. And same thing with Bilam. Bilam didn't work on himself. Bilam didn't work on his Midas. He didn't work on himself. And it came as a present from Hashem. Hashem said, here, I'm giving you Nevuah. We don't want the Goyim to be jealous. They don't have a Navi. I'm giving you Nevuah. But it wasn't from within. He didn't work on himself, it was without Yigi and Amal, and therefore he was able to come to these terrible Averis. And that's a big Musar and Chizik for us, that when we see something's hard, that's a Maila for us, because by working on something, with that we get the Ahaya Madrega, like all the Nevi'im. They worked themselves till they reached the level of Nevuah. And the Mefarshim ask a question, we find this in Parasha, Amar Diga Nes, this Nes was actually created Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshes, by the time of Maisa Bereshis. That the Pia Asan was one of the things, the mouth of the donkey, that the donkey was able to talk, was a nace that was very early on. By creating the world, Hashem made this nace of the Pia Asan. And the question is, what's the message we should take out of that the donkey started talking? So there's a lot of different pshatim, but one of the pshatim I saw in the Sefer Eitzes HaTorah is that even though the donkey talked, he still stayed a donkey. Because even though the donkey got a koyach adibur, it didn't automatically turn into a person now, because a person talks. Different to a person an animal is. A person is a medaber. So maybe this asin should turn into a person. This donkey should turn into a person. That's not what happened. Because a donkey always stays a donkey. And Bilam wasn't vayit from a donkey. Like we see, like Rabbeinu Bechaire points us out, what would happen if someone, all of a sudden, you're walking down the street and a cat starts talking to you? Would you like talk back? No, you wouldn't. You would like, what? What's going on here? A cat's talking? And here we find the donkey starts talking to Bilam and he carries on a conversation like nothing happened. What's the reason for that? Because Bilam wasn't so vayit from a donkey. He was pretty close to a donkey himself. It wasn't such a big surprise. He talks, a donkey could talk also. Because someone who doesn't work on his midas and doesn't work on his avodas Hashem and avodas HaKadosh, he's not going to reach any Madrega. And that was the problem with Bilam. His taka was a great Navi, but as a present from Hashem, gave it to him. But it didn't work. If it had worked, it would have had affected him. He would have been a big tzaddik. And Emet Hashem, that's something we should work on. Something that's hard for us, that's good for us. Because through that, we will go to a higher Madrega. Like a Jabbos.